Quote, sharing, not secrecy, is the means by which we realize such a lofty destiny, as well as create infinite wealth. Because he defined wealth as what's rattling around in our brains. So, you know, it's all consistent. They like to create these little circular logic traps. Create infinite wealth, the wealth of networks, the wealth of knowledge, revolutionary wealth. See, this is the modern version of when they came, we had the land and they had the Bible. But when they left, we had the Bible and they had the land. This new version is about giving us a new Bible. They, at least, power, has taken these words of Victor Hugo seriously. No vacuum in the human heart, even if we on the left have yet to do so. So they're giving us a new Bible and reinsuring their lock on the land. He says that, quote, all can create a non-zero win-win earth that works for 100% of humanity. He means that it will ensure that 100% of humanity works for them. And then he concludes, this is the utopia that Buckminster Fuller foresaw, now within our reach. These folks have no shame. Aiodos left and must come again. The goal, he concludes, is to reject, quote, concentrated, illicitly aggregated, and largely phantom wealth in favor of community wealth defined by community knowledge, community sharing of information, community definition of truth, derived in transparency and authenticity, because they create all of that. So they can open it all up. They made it, it's manufactured, it's all false. And yet, it's open and transparent. You can see the falseness for days and days. The vast horizon of falseness is laid open before us. This would almost be funny if it weren't so hideous. His solution, he says, is lay back and think of England. The rape analogy is coming up for a lot of us these days in numerous contexts. A new civilizational paradigm is how Ahmed characterizes it. Any Kropotkin in it? No, I'm sure he'd say this is pragmatic. But you know, there is some Kropotkin in it, I've been thinking, as we'll see next week. Because Kropotkin is too rich and influential, a repository of thought for future planning, not to rip off and attempt to co-opt. So, the goal, says Steele, is for we commoners to see that all those concentrated means, and recall Ahmed himself said, quote, given that a tightly knit network of just 147 of the world's most powerful companies own and control the bulk of the world's productive assets, this is virtually a defense, not Mr. Steele's open source, but this earlier justification of the research initiative, Minerva Project. This is virtually a defense manifesto for the 1%, or more accurately, the 0.1%, and I interject, try 0.0001%, those 10,000 guys each racing to be, in the words of Mussolini, the pinpoint of the hierarchy. That's the point of this mess. So the goal is for us to see, is Mr. Steele's wet dream, that all that concentrated means is just a mirage that we should let go of and rather sit back and smell true wealth. Or maybe that's something else. It's something else. Until next week, peace.